Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 12:08, and you are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of this here show. I will be here with you until 3 o'clock with my trusty sidekick, Lindsay Brown. She is at the historic WCCO Radio station, making sure our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Ari Bergeron is in the newsroom, bringing you the latest on news, weather, and information that's impacting our community. Now, listen, this has been a heavy summer. These last couple of weeks have been difficult for all of us, no matter what your political views are or where you live or the hue of your skin. We have all been impacted in some way by the tragedies and atrocities that are going on around us. So I have just decided that today I'm going to be a real sunshine. We got 80 plus degree temperatures. The Cottage Grove Food Trucks Festival is happening, and I just found me a new girdle that is going to allow me to get into the dress that I plan to wear at the Emmys. I'll talk to Lindsay Brown a little bit more about that later in the show. And I'm just excited about some of the great things going on. You know, there's so much negative stuff happening in the world. And if you want to get that, turn to CNN, go and stream another media outlet in town. But right here on today for the next 3 hours, we're going to talk about some things that are going to lift you up, because there have been enough things tearing folks down, and it's about time we start building. And I want to build that with love and laughter and light and joy and celebration, because this week, somebody that I know and love got a big boost, won a big contest, and I am so excited to tell y'all about it. I don't know about y'all, but you know, one of my favorite phrases this year that I borrowed from John Hanna, a pastor out of Chicago, is exposure brings expectation. And when I see other people getting blessed, I'm like, thank you, Lord. Apparently, you are moving, and I am next or soon to be down the line. At some point, you're going to call my name out. My friend Twyla Dang won the Hatch Bloomington contest. What is that? Who's Twyla? She is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about it. Congratulations, girlfriend.
Hi, how are y'all?
Girl, I am doing good. You know what? You made me pee on myself a little bit because I was on LinkedIn and I was scrolling, and then I saw that you won the Hatch Bloomington contest. Girl, I jumped up. You know my pelvic floor is down in the basement. I can't be screaming like that. You got to send me a text message so that I don't get too excited when I see you winning. You won. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's taken a couple days for me not to be completely overwhelmed by it, but I am so grateful. I've said many times that yes, I worked hard and I'm really proud of myself, but even more, I'm proud of honestly the community of people that I'm in relationship with, because if it wasn't for those people, it wouldn't have happened.
Okay, so if Twyla Dang's name sounds familiar to you, she is the mother of the Minnesota podcast movement. Okay, before everybody was doing podcasts and building podcast studios, Twyla was mentoring and educating all of us about what podcasting was. She was showing us what equipment to use. Before I started my company, just the fact that I had a thought about doing a podcast, I went to her, and this was 6 years ago, Twyla, and she didn't know me from Adam. And she sat in her office, in her studio, with no hesitation or reservation about, okay, I got a podcast network. She's trying to start a podcast network. She might be competent. No, none of that. She opened her heart and her head, and she basically educated me on what to do, how to start a network, how to produce shows. It's very different than radio or any other medium. How you engage your listeners, where to find the listeners, how do you promote this thing that's new and different than traditional mainstream media, and then be successful with it. And girl, I'm telling you, my family is eating, my children are well, my car is paid off, and I got like $17 in the bank because of the information that you gave me, the lessons that you shared with me, and how you blessed me that day.
Well, I say all of the time, I'm only a reflection of the people I surround myself by. And the fact that anytime that I help somebody, they turn out to be somebody like you who takes whatever little bit I share and makes it 10 times bigger and goes 10 times further with it, that makes me incredibly proud. It makes me proud of me and makes me proud of all of us.
Okay, now you won this Hatch Bloomington contest, and I am only familiar with this Hatch Bloomington contest because I was there for the kickoff. I was there when at the Minneapolis Regional Chamber a year or two ago, the folks in Bloomington, the city of Bloomington and the Bloomington Council and the tourism board and all those other important folks went to Detroit, and they saw Hatch of Detroit and how they had a contest where people could win $100,000 to open a brick and mortar restaurant or bar or business in the city of Detroit, and it went gangbusters. And so they developed it, and last year was the first year, and they had a winner. And then it was so successful, they brought it back this year. And so you've gone through several rounds, Twyla, of presenting and pitching and getting people to vote for you, and then having the board of whoever is there in Bloomington, all the stakeholders decide who make it to the next round. How many rounds did you have to go through, girl? Because you were going around so much, I got dizzy. I was like, are we voting? Is she pitching? I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, we had there were three preliminary rounds. So there was we had a quarterfinal round, a top 10, and a final three. And I will say at every round, like this is why I want more people to know about the contest, because this really is like a life-changing opportunity. It's $100,000 to open a brick and mortar business in the city of Bloomington, but it is not limited to Bloomington residents. It can be anyone from anywhere around the world, as long as you're willing to come and start your business in Bloomington. You can enter the contest, you can participate, and you can win. The contest had a panel of eight judges. And there was, once you got to the top 10 round, there was a public vote. So you had to also have people vote for you from quite literally around the world to win the contest. So, yes, this was a lot of, I was making presentations like once a month from June all the way through the end of August. but we also had to have full, you know, sort of campaigns together to solicit votes and get people to vote for us. And it's a good old fashioned like whisper campaign. You cannot pay for ads. You cannot pay to boost posts. You're not, you can't, like, there's no manipulating systems. It's one person, one vote. And so,
and
it,
you know,
was,
I like that. I tell people all the time, if you got to boost the post, you're not an influencer. If you got to boost the post, you don't have a tribe. Your tribe is supposed to boost your post. And I saw that. I saw fellow podcasters that you've helped and people in community that you're connected with. It really brought so many business owners together to support you in this. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk about what kind of business you're going to be opening up. I want to talk about who your competition was. I want to talk about what put you over the edge, because there are so many entrepreneurs who listen to this show and they get in these pitch competitions and they're like, man, I can't make it out of the first round. Man, I never make it out of the second round. We want to know how you make it all the way through to finally get that money. Life-changing is an understatement. My friend Twyla Dang, winner of the Bloomington Hatch Project, $100,000 to open a brick and mortar store in Bloomington. What's she going to do? Are we going to be eating egg rolls or cake? I don't know, but we'll find out when she comes back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 12:20, and all show long, we are going to be listening to music from The Steels. Our friend, former WCCO radio host for 20-plus years, Geraldine Steele, will be joining me in the 2 o'clock hour with her sister, Javita. Yes, Oscar-nominated singer, part of the historic Steels family, the first family of music, gospel music here in the Twin Cities. You do not want to miss it. Clear your calendar. Make sure you are listening, because we are going to have a good old time, and they're going to tell you all about a big show they've got coming up that you can go to. I'll be there. It is on the 20th of this month. So mark your calendar. We'll be talking about that. I'm telling you, this show, we're going to call this show, Lindsay, we're going to call this show Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, is that the podcast title I'm going to have to use?
Yes. Yes. Because everything in this show today is going to be positive. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be uplifting. We're going to brighten your day. It's been too much negativity in the news, shootings, murders, killings, robberies, old people, all kinds of, it's too much. It's too much. And so today we're just going to take a 3-hour break. If you want to hear about some of that negative stuff, listen, Amelia and Frank can give it all to you. Okay, Brett Hoffman over at Channel 5, Brandi Powell. You can go on over to Care 11 and Belinda can give you your weather. But on this show, Shaletta's show today, nothing but sunshine, nothing but good news, nothing but positive stories. Like the fact that my friend Twyla Dane won $100,000 to open a brick and mortar store in Bloomington. She was announced this week as the Bloomington Hatch Project winner. She is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Now, listen, Twyla, I'm sitting over here, and I got to pick out a dress for the Emmys, okay? I've been eating good. I was eating up some Molly fries at the fair, and I was eating all of the Peaches donuts that I could carry away from the line. So I'm in a 14. I'm looking at these dresses, and they look good, but the models are 4, so that's not how it's going to look on me. And so I need a new dress. Now, you got $100,000 to open a new brick-and-mortar store in Bloomington with this Hatch project that you won. Will you be opening a dress shop? Because I'm going to need to go shopping.
No, I'm so sorry. I will not be opening a dress shop, but I will be opening a bookstore. So you can get great about nutrition, or maybe making and crafting your own clothes, or maybe, you know, like how to mix and match your style. Like I'm going to have lots of options for you, but they will be in
but
the
no dresses. Form. Oh, my gosh. No. So you're going to open a bookstore. Okay, so you got to tell me, how did you decide on a bookstore? Because you have so many things that you do. I would have thought, oh, she's going to open a studio. Like when I first saw that you were entered into the competition, I was like, oh, yeah, she's going to open a studio. That's a no-brainer. And then you threw me for a curveball, and you say a bookstore. How did this all come about?
I have loved reading and books, honestly, since I was like 3 years old. Like I was an early reader. We used to move around. I used to have to move around a lot as a kid, and books were kind of like always my companion. Like I might have had to like find a new friend in every city, but I always had books with me. So I grew up with that. It stuck with me. I passed that love of reading on to my kids. So our household is our avid readers. And even when I would volunteer in school, it always had something to do with reading. Like when I volunteered at my kids' school, I'd run the readathon or work at the library. So I think every middle-aged woman has a fantasy of like, I own a little bookshop and I can sell. And so I had an opportunity through Hennepin County to go through the CEO Start program.
And yes, I remember you did that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that gave me the opportunity to learn for free how to run a brick and mortar business. Because my original business has been a remote business. I never had to manage property or anything before. And halfway through that process, Bloomington, which is the city where I lived, announced that they were going to do a second year of Hatch. And I thought to myself, this might be a really good opportunity for me to learn and, you know, even stress test the idea of this bookstore. Does it have legs? Is it viable? And honestly, every round of the competition I got through, it got stronger. It was like, hey, I think we could do this. Hey, I think this is sound. And when we got to the finals, I said, we are opening a bookstore. Now let me show people how we're going to do it. And luckily for me, I was able to, I was good and convincing because they gave me the money. And come spring, we're going to have a bookstore.
Look at God. I mean, I just look at it's always amazing to me when God lines stuff up. I pray with my pastor every Monday, and this week's word, and every week he gives me a word, and this week's word was a line. And he said, mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to hustle. All you need to do is align to where God wants you to be. And I'm listening to your story about how you were in this program not knowing whether Hatch was going to come up or not. You got all the training that you needed, all the information that you needed. And as soon as you got what you needed, here comes Hatch. I'm like, that is God.
Yeah. And when I tell you, when you say alignment, I've been describing it as when you're on the right path and your steps are ordered properly, the universe moves things out of your way. That could be difficulties. So when we started, I didn't know how to do, financial, forecasting. Well, my best friend's husband does that for a living. So he immediately stepped in and said, I will help you. And then when I said, I need this, my business isn't a real business yet. It's not open. So I need to be able to show branding and things to show that it looks right. And I was going to go try to figure it out on Canva. And quite literally, a very good friend of mine in Georgia called me and said, I saw something online about you getting in this contest. What is this? And when I described it, she goes, well, my company does digital marketing and we always need case studies. How about we do your branding and marketing? And I was like, I'll have money for that. She goes, no, we'll just do it for free. We'll write you up as a white paper. And so all my branding and marketing paid for. Like,
because it looks so good. And I saw it. I thought the Bloomington people were doing it. I said, oh, she is showing up. Look at the Bloomington people. That was your...
Wow. Yeah, that was all, honestly, that was all my community stepping in the gap. My my younger sister and I, we talk just about every day. And she has, at different points when I've been like sort of overwhelmed by competition, she has said, listen, I need you to remember that you have been so, you have shown up for so many people that people are now excited to show up for you. Let them. Mm. And I took that advice and I just stayed open to not say, you know, saying yes when people said, yes, can I help you? Yes. Can you send me the link? I want to send it to more people so they can vote. You know, yes. Do you want us to show up and support you the night of the competition? Like, even like when I say the room was full of people that are my people from different parts of my life, just showing up to say, like, we see you, we're here, we want to cheer for you. It has, I've been overwhelmed, not by winning, but I've been overwhelmed by seeing how many people in community genuinely showed up, you know, at what I feel like is a critical moment to show up.
Okay, so you got to tell me this. What is it that put you over the top? People get into pinch competitions all the time. I have a lot of entrepreneurs who listen to this show. Vanessa Drews is coming on the program a little bit later. She today is opening up Cheesecake Funk in Chanhassen, a brick and mortar cheesecake shop. She's been selling out of Coastal Seafoods and different restaurants around town. She's running here and there and everywhere and just decided, you know what? I'm going to step out on faith. I'm going to walk on this water. So today is the grand opening of Cheesecake Funk in Chanhassen. And you know, she and I and so many others have been in these pitch competitions and we haven't gotten very far. And so as these entrepreneurs are listening, she's listening to the show and so many others, Latunji and over at Latunji's Palette in Minneapolis and Shawnee Grigsby over at Flavor Cafe, where, you know, you can get a good cup of coffee in St. Paul near the Capitol. They listen to the show. And so I'm sure they would enjoy hearing your perspective on how you made it to the final round and then won, so that they can implement that into their next pitch competition.
I think, you know, and you and I both know this because we're podcasters. I think your story is very important. Like, I think it's the most important. You have to know how to convey not just the idea that you want to get across, but why that idea is important, how it, you need to have your narrative together on how you're going to explain what good you can do and how you're going to be able to contribute, not just with a successful business, but being part of a community. I love Bloomington. I raised my kids there. So I already had a really strong starting block of I'm invested in this community because I'm a part of it, but I had to take it further. I had to then layer in, and I know how to build businesses. I've built one before. And then I had to layer in. And I know why books as a business are smart to have right now in the town where we live. I understood you have to understand how to take the different pieces of why you want to do something and why you know it'll be good and weave them together in a good story that has a beginning, a middle, and the end. And the end should be, if you give me this opportunity, we will all benefit. And if you can convey that to people, that's how that will resonate with people. Because most people, you know, from storytelling, people don't care about you. They care about what it does for them.
Right.
And it's important to be able to paint the picture of, I am doing something, yes, that will help me, but it will also benefit you. And here's how.
Wow. Okay. That's deep, because I didn't see that twist coming. When you said storytelling, I thought you meant be able to tell our story, right? But you're saying,
yeah,
tell the story in a way that shows the benefit of you receiving whatever it is for the person who's going to be giving it to you.
Yeah, because the thing is, we all sort of, I say all the time to my children, everyone walking through the world is sort of the main character of their own story, which means when you encounter them, you are either going to be a villain to them because you're keeping them from something, or you're going to be a good sidekick because you're helping them get somewhere. Make sure when you tell that story that you show them how you're going to be an assistant, that you're assisting them to goodness or greatness, not keeping them from goodness or greatness. You talking about your own goodness or greatness isn't enough for them. They're going to say, oh, that's nice, but it's not their life. But if you can say, hey, I want to build something that is based in community and driven by community, I want us to be able to get together, I want us to benefit, I want our city to benefit, then it feels like it's us. We're all going to win in this situation. And that is usually your goal. You're not usually just doing something for yourself. You're doing something for the greater good. You have to learn how to communicate the greater good.
All right. Well, as soon as you have a grand opening, please, please, please make sure you come back on this show. In fact, make some space. I want to go live. And I am making a pledge that I'm going to donate a case of my autism children's books to the bookstore for you to give away on your first day to shoppers who come in. So everybody will get a free copy of one of my autism children's books. And I will broadcast my show live from the grand opening.
Well, bless you. You know, I will take you up on that because nobody does a better job. I always say, best marketer in town is Shaletta Brundage. If you're,
Girl, look, you better tell them. You better tell them. I love you, and I'm so proud of you. Congratulations again.
Thank you, dear. I love you madly. Thank you so much for giving me the time.
All right. It is 12:33, and up next, we're going to be talking links. The ladies are saving this town again. Heading into the playoffs, what are our chances of getting another championship? The one and only Hall of Fame sports writer, Charles Hallman, who refuses to retire, is coming up to talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.